Sarah, thank you so much for allowing us to take over your office for Galesburg Live today.
Thanks for coming to us today, Chris.
Well, you know, it is this year has been weird. I thought let's just make things a little easier for you and the folks here. And
I appreciate it. You always make things easy for us. So.
Yeah. Well, Sarah's got a beautiful office here, and I love this this screen here that you can see just about everything that's going on at the dealership.
I don't have windows in my office, but I do have a few cameras here. I can see the lot and see what's going on, and
that's
feel
right.
like I'm out there and can keep an eye on things.
Well, one thing that we wanted to get to right off the bat, because this year has been different, there's something different going on here at YEM. And not only are you selling vehicles, but now you're buying them. And could you talk to us a little bit about what is this Kelley Blue Book Buying Center distinction you have now?
Yes. So we've always been open to buying vehicles off the curb over the years. It's just not something that happens all that often, that somebody comes in just wanting to sell their vehicle. Normally, people come to the dealership to buy a new car, to trade theirs in for a new one. But one thing that we wanted to make sure that the community knew is that we want to buy your vehicle, whether you are looking to trade it in for another vehicle or not, or you're just not needing the second, third vehicle, whatever it is. We want to buy your vehicle. So, we partnered with Kelley Blue Book to become their, local, buying center. So we are now the exclusive local, Kelley Blue Book buying center.
And when you say local, it's kind of a big area.
It is. Yeah. We're the closest, between, you know, Peoria and Quad Cities. And, we've purchased vehicles, from Iowa City. People have driven up from, you know, the Quincy area. So people are driving 2 to 3 hours, to have us buy their vehicle, to sell us, their vehicle, because, we're offering more than what their local dealerships are.
That's what I was going to say. This being the Kelley Blue Book Buying Center, you actually are giving a better deal than what other dealerships are.
Right.
And you make it real easy, too.
Yes. Yeah, it is. It's so easy. So you can hop on our website, yemauto.com, and on that home screen, you can click on the instant cash offer button, and you just fill out some questions on your vehicle and tell us what you think the status or the condition of your vehicle is. We can start the process from there. But if you are local, you want to just stop by, we'll take you through the process. It does not take long at all. And if you indeed accept the Kelley Blue Book instant cash offer, or even better, maybe a even better YEM offer, we can have you on the road with a check in no time. But oftentimes, just depending on the vehicle, we have offered more than what Kelley Blue Book will offer.
Really?
So we want to buy your vehicles. We're short on used car inventory.
Yeah.
The used car market has been hot. New cars are hard to come by right now since the factory shut down due to COVID. So we're wanting to buy as many vehicles as we can. And so this partnership with Kelley Blue Book has been a perfect timing.
What are the hot vehicles that you're looking for right now?
Well, I would say that used SUVs and trucks are really hot right now. We can never have too many, used SUVs and trucks.
Those third row SUVs like the Equinox, Journeys,
The Traverse has got your third row. Like you said, Journey, used vans are great. People movers, four-wheel drive, all-wheel drive, is important.
How about Jeeps too? They
Jeeps
seem
are
like
hot.
They're super hot right
Jeeps
now.
Jeeps are hot. Yeah.
You probably can't keep them on the, you can't keep a used Jeep on the lot here, can you?
I think we've had a couple Wranglers that we've purchased and in the last couple weeks, and we can't keep them on the lot. I think we might be sold out of Wranglers right now.
Sarah, again, thank you so much for allowing us to come in and kind of take over your space here.
Yes,
for
Gelsberg
Live.
Thank you.
This is a first for me, taking Gelsberg Live out on the road.
You've got us set up great here.
Yeah, we've got our little traveling production studio here. Sarah and our friends here at YEM, good friends of the radio station, and we appreciate them so much. And we thought about you a lot when this whole pandemic thing hit. How are our big employers here in the area are doing? And you were able to keep your people working and keep things going throughout all of this. And that was a pretty tough thing, I'm sure.
Yeah, the first couple weeks, just like everybody else, very uncertain, not sure what was going to transpire over the next, weeks and months.
Yeah.
And now, like you said, we're into a month seven.
Can you believe that? Six and a half months here, and this has been going on.
It's definitely, I can't believe it's flown by that quickly, but those first couple weeks and months were very uncertain, and we were just doing the best that we could to keep customers and employees safe and still stay working as best we could. So
now I know that at the time they shut all dealers down. Of course, they shut all stores down, but you guys had to lock your dealers were considered essential.
But service department
was essential, but you had to lock the showrooms.
Showroom doors were locked,
right.
So that posed a difficulty for us to figure out how to continue assisting customers who were interested in buying vehicles at that time remotely and over the phone and internet. And so thankfully we have we created a sales customer care department a few years ago, and we have some really fantastic employees there. Amanda Lester and Kirsty Cooper in our sales customer care center. They are always ready and willing to jump in and help over the phone, over email, over texting, whatever the customer prefers. So they were ready to assist in helping in any way during this time, and they've done a great job at keeping communication flowing, whether the customer is sitting in our showroom or they're at home, at work, wherever.
People were still buying cars.
They were not as many as normal, but
but
people were still buying cars, and I think that the manufacturers dropping interest rates to zero, zero for 72,
no
zero
payments.
For 84,
yeah.
No payments for 3 months.
Oh my gosh!
That incentivized people who.
And you were coming out to people to sell vehicles.
Yeah.
I think we told a story on one of our messages on the air that one of your salespeople. They signed the papers on the front porch with a cup of coffee.
Yeah, I think that one of our salespeople drove over to Monmouth, sat on the customer's front porch with coffee and put a deal together. And so that is something that we will continue to do even when we're past COVID and social distancing.
You do that with service, and you've always done that, though. But to keep people safe, you allowed people to you said, hey, do you want us to come pick up your vehicle, bring it in for service, and then we'll bring it back to you?
Put your keys in your, I mean, if you don't even want to hand the keys to us, just leave the keys in the vehicle, and we'll coordinate with you.
Yeah, and then you call them to, and they can pay for it over the phone,
exactly.
or leave a check for you. I'm
right.
sure that's been done. So
right.
lots of interesting ways to still continue to do business and keep your people employed. How many employees do you have, Sarah?
We have about 80 employees.
My gosh, there's so many families that we're depending on of this to keep moving, and in the midst of all that uncertainty, that's you got to feel good about what you were able to keep going.
Right.
I guess
we definitely wanted to keep as many employees working as
that's
possible.
That's right. And so how is everybody doing in the midst of all this? I mean, I know it's all this craziness going on. How are they all doing?
Our team morale is great. I think that when scary, uncertain times come around, teams band together, and I definitely feel as though everybody, you get an idea of what's important, what isn't. You band together and you figure out how you're going to work together to serve your customers. And I feel like we did that.
Ron, thanks again for joining us today on Galesburg Live.
Nice to be here, Chris. Thank you.
Well, interesting to be doing it in your place of business. Usually we've got you in the studio, but this is interesting.
It's terrific that you're out here at the dealership today.
That's right. So we wanted to talk about, we've got a commercial running right now with my my sister-in-law, Sue and Steve. They own an appliance store down in Avon, and they bought vehicles here from YEM for a long, long, long time, for not just their own personal use, but also for their business. And the thing they were talking about was this this new van that they bought.
The ProMaster, yes.
And so from the business side, that's your deal. That's what you do. You work with businesses every day.
I work with businesses and municipalities in about a 50-mile area of here in Galesburg, and call on them and find their unique wants, needs, and service that.
Well, because each business is different. It may be as simple as they need a service truck.
We're finding every business has unique specifications on their equipment and transportation logistics. And we always want them to come in and see our service shop, see what we have to offer in all variations of trucks.
But it goes from maybe your simple truck that it's a one-man operation. He has a handyman or something that goes out, does the job, lawn service, that kind of thing, to big fleets.
Yes, we handle everything from the smaller units all the way up to 3,500 one-ton cab chassis. And, you know, whether it's a municipality or a business, they all have different things that they need, and we can always satisfy that.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about that big old van there that Sue and Steve had. You said it was the big Dodge ProMaster. This thing is like a driving billboard. It's massive.
It's the Ram ProMaster 2500. Okay. It has standing room in it of 6 feet 4 inches, so you can get a lot of room or a lot of refrigerators in. That is what Steve is hauling.
Yeah, and he said he can get 4 refrigerators in that thing.
And he's not hitting his head when he gets in.
Yeah, well, that was the issue. I mean, for years and years, you know, he said he's been doing this for 30-some years. He's crawling around in that van.
From a safety standpoint, businesses always look to mitigate that, and the Ram ProMaster 2500 allows you to do that by having side doors and rear swing doors to where you can just stand in, get your load, and then walk around it, secure it, and get out on the road.
Yeah, but the thing about what you guys help a business do, sure, it's one thing to come in here and take a look at a pretty van and buy that, but you make sure that it's upfitted, what you call upfitting, to make sure that it has what they need to do business.
There are several manufacturers and upfitters out there, and we try to get the client in to see what all the possibilities are for their business to better utilize their vehicle. And they chose to do a rack system in that, and Steve is very happy with it. And we've done many of those around town.
Yeah. And it's racks, and it's not shelving.
Yes, it's all the above, and it's something that every client needs something just a little bit different. And even though the racks might be universal, the overall design of the rack and system is different for every unique unit.
And it's not just the big vans. You've got the Dodge ProMaster has those smaller vans,
you
too,
bet.
Right?
The ProMaster City, we've done everything but from put lifts in the back to put refrigeration in the back. There's lots of different...
Refrigeration?
Yes. We have a company here in Galesburg that delivers frozen food, and they have bought several ProMaster cities. We outfitted the back of them with refrigeration, both self-regenerative and also cold plate.
So you're talking, you know, we've got the service vans. Let's talk about the trucks. Now, again, you've got the simple, I hear you guys talk about, you know, hey, we've got the, you know, the work, your standard work truck.
Yeah, exactly. And as you can see, as you came in today, Chris, is that we have a service truck out there. We have a dump truck out there. We have a new unit with a snow plow and salt spreader.
Okay, I was going to bring that up because I pulled in and went, what are you trying to do to us? You're putting the snow plow out there already, and it's just now fall.
Well, we feel very strong in reading the Farmer's Almanac. If we put that out there, we're going to stave off winter for some time.
Oh, okay. Well,
so
that's good.
Look for 2021. You might need
that's
that.
That's a nice-looking vehicle.
It really is.
And you see those for mostly for municipalities?
Well, for both, for private businesses and municipalities. Now that I know that COVID-19 is still going on, but we have a lot of businesses that are starting to catch traction with their business, and municipalities got to get back to work.
Right.
And so you're seeing things happen right now that normally go on throughout the summer but have been slowed due to the pandemic.
Ron Thurman is in charge of commercial sales here at YEM Auto Group on North Henderson Street here in Galesburg. And we're out here at YEM talking to our friends here for Galesburg Live in this hour. So tell me about that big red snowplow out there. That's a beautiful machine.
Well, it is. It's a Chevrolet.
Well, that's a Chevy. Okay.
Chevy. Gotcha. It's a 2020 Chevy Silverado 3500. We ordered that in as a cab chassis for a municipality, and they chose to put a 3-yard dump body on it along with a salt spreader and a snow plow for their city, and that's going to be in service here soon, and it'll serve them for years to come.
Boy, that's going to move a lot of snow.
We hope not.
We hope not.
But preparation is everything, Chris.
Boy, that is a nice look. And maybe you don't need anything that big, but you can find just about whatever they want.
Any configuration that you can dream of, we can make here at YEM. We have a lot of upfitters out there, and we have a lot of options with both Ram, Chevrolet, and GMC. There's many, many options, and we have something for every configuration that a business or municipality would need.
So real quick before we wrap up this segment, Ron, with you, last year we talked about this tax break. There are some tax incentives if you buy a vehicle for your business before the end of the year.
Correct. Your Part 179 depreciation is still in effect this year. Of course, get with the CPA and find out what you have available to spend. But that's going on as well, and it's that time of year to start thinking about that, because if you order today, you could get delivery by the end of the year and utilize that depreciation in 2020 for your taxes.
And a real quick service. A lot of businesses bring their fleets out here to get serviced at YEM.
Nothing's more gratifying than to see our clients come to YEM for their service needs. Yeah. We get them in, get them out. We want to make sure that their units are well taken care of. And so nothing's better than to see them come back for service.
That's right, Ron. Thank you so much. I know you got to hit the road, but thank you so much for taking some time with us today for Galesburg Live.
Thank you, Chris.
Sarah, again, thank you so much for allowing us to kind of take over your space here in your office. I appreciate that. I've always wanted to kind of try this out. So when I asked Sarah, do you mind if I just kind of come in and take over your office? And she was very open to the idea. So thanks again.
Yes, thanks for coming out.
I love coming out and spending time with our friends here at YEM. And Ron had to leave, Ron Thurman, who's in charge of the commercial sales, but we didn't get a chance to talk about harvest going on.
Right.
And I know when we talk about commercial vehicles, maybe that's one thing you're looking for your farm as you're out there in the combine, you're out there sitting at the grain elevator trying to, you know, for hours and hours, you're thinking about, gosh, I'd really like a new truck. This is the time to come out to YEM and get a new truck for the farm, isn't it?
It sure is, yeah. And having Chevy and GMC and Ram all in one place, you definitely have your selection.
Yeah. I was going to say, I know we were going to talk about Rams. You've got a bunch of new Rams on the lot here. Would you say over 30?
Over Rams? 30 Rams, right. And that's between 1,500, 2,500 and Pro Masters. Actually, they've got 0 for 60, 0% for 60 months, plus no payments until November on the Pro Master and Pro Master City right now, which normally they have not had those 0% interest rates on ProMaster, but that's going on through the end of September, and the 2020 Ram 1500 Bighorn has some specials, up to 18% off MSRP or 0% for 72 months.
Oh man, that's big. So, and big selection out here right now.
Yes.
Rams are hot right now. Also, Silverado looks really great, and the Sierras, man, they got that new, like a Swiss Army knife tailgate. That,
yes.
That Sierra is, that's a hot truck.
The Sierras, as soon as they hit the lot,
man,
they're sold.
Those
we
are
can't
nice.
Keep the GMC Sierras on the lot right,
yeah,
now.
Those are beautiful trucks. You need to come out and take a look at it. And gadgets and all the tech, everything you'd ever want. Oh my gosh.
And the Ram interior, if you have not seen the inside of a new Ram.
Yeah.
I know we've watched videos together, and they're insane. The 12-inch touchscreens, yeah. And it looks like you've got your tablet set up in the middle of your car. It's very spacious, definitely got to check out the inside of the new Ram trucks. I think if you haven't seen them in a couple years, you'd be surprised at the improvements that have been made.
We're actually out at YEM on North Henderson Street in Galesburg with our friend Sarah YEM in this hour of Galesburg Live. And we're talking about... lots of different things, including the hot new vehicles out right now. Jeeps. My gosh, it's Jeep Adventure Day is going on right now. Isn't it?
We actually were out last weekend at the Jeep and Wine event at Hidden Hills Winery.
Oh, yeah, nice.
And we had a new Wrangler, a pre-owned lifted Wrangler, and a Grand Cherokee. And we had a lot of people stopping and looking, and we can hardly keep the Wranglers on the lot right now either. So.
Wow. And then this new Gladiator, the half Jeep, half truck. I mean, that's a cool thing. I see them all over town.
Yes.
With the YEM name on them. Yeah.
With that bright blue one.
That's right. Oh,
that
beautiful.
Was, I think, the Gladiator, the Mojave edition.
Mojave, yeah.
And we just sold that last week. So we were supposed to take it to the winery for the Jeep and Wine event, but we sold it that morning. So
somebody snatched it up.
They did,
yeah.
Yes.
But it's kind of the Jeep brand is kind of it's one of those cult brands. Right, and I'm sure you being in the industry, you hear about that all the time. It's really about the lifestyle, isn't it?
Yeah, Jeep Wave.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have to tell you, the lifted Jeep Wrangler Golden Eagle that we had at the winery this past weekend, my brother Rich actually had it in Colorado. He just moved back, but he had it out in Colorado, and he had gotten it stuck in on a wintry path. I think it had snowed, and he got it stuck, and a whole caravan of Jeep owners, if you call, they will come and pull you out. They're just volunteers. It's a volunteer
it's like
caravan.
A brotherhood
it is.
Kind of thing,
right? Yeah, they I got a kick out of that. You don't call a tow truck, you know, you just call your Jeep friends. And so
I will say, my grandpa bought a back in 1987 bought a brand new Comanche from YEM.
Oh my gosh,
here,
yes.
For Weaver YEM at the time.
Yes.
And it was, and my grandma drove that until, my gosh, I want to say 6 years ago. I mean, that Jeep Comanche, and that was the pickup.
Yeah,
that
okay.
was a,
yep.
Oh my gosh, that thing. So so she was the Jeep lifestyle.
That's
she wouldn't get
so
rid of
deep.
That of that Comanche. So Sarah YEM is our guest in this hour for Galesburg Live. We're out at YEM in Sarah's office, just chatting about things going on here at YEM, and we were talking earlier, Sarah, about the COVID-19 and the shutdown and all the different changes that you've had to make. One of the things that you instituted was sanitization service. And you want to tell us a little bit about that? That's pretty interesting.
Yeah, it is just a spray. We can spray the entire vehicle. We give the customer that option when they drop their vehicle off, right, to have a free sanitization done of their vehicle. So especially those high touch points, the touch screens, the steering wheel, your gear shifters, those are the areas that you'd probably want to clean more often than some of the other gadgets. But we're just trying to stay as clean and sanitize as often as possible.
That's right. And at the time, you offer that as a free service. When you came in for any service, they would you would sanitize their vehicle for free. But you can also set an appointment just to have your vehicle sanitized.
Right. Yep.
Right.
Yep.
Just for that little extra peace of mind. And what is it? They spray it on and then you let it sit.
Right.
And then it dries. You don't wipe it off.
You don't wipe it off. Yep. Yep.
Okay.
It just, you just let it sit for 5 or 10 minutes and then you're good to go.
Okay.
So it's quick and easy.
We can just call for an appointment and drive.
Yep. Yep.
Right.
Just call and ask for service, and you want to schedule an appointment, and we'd be more than happy to assist.
Right. Speaking of service, you're looking for some team members.
We are. We are looking for some service technicians. We are needing diesel techs, GM, Chrysler techs.
Are you looking for experienced veteran techs or somebody who maybe starting at the ground floor?
Both, actually. We obviously will we'll welcome an experienced technician.
Oh, of course, yeah.
But we are open to hiring, you know, an entry level and training from within. We've got training programs that can assist. So, you know, entry level technicians and up, we are would be happy to. Speak with.
And for more information about those positions, they can just go to your website, right?
Right. Yep. Or you can come in and speak with Travis Brown, our service manager. And we would love to welcome some additional technicians to our team.
All right. Well, Sarah, we're out of time, but thank you so much for again letting us come in and take over your office for a while. This has been a lot of fun.
Thank you, Chris.
To try this in a little different way. So,
yes.
Best to all you and your team and Rick. And, you know, we didn't get it. We should have got Rick in here today.
Right.
Yeah.
Next time.
Next time we'll move into his
exactly.
office. How's
yeah.
that? Okay. Well, Sarah, thank you so much. And best to all you and your team. Thank you for everything you're doing.
Thank you, Chris.